Hi, this is Jim from Safety Wars. Before we start the program, I want to make sure everyone understands that we often talk about OSHA and EPA citations, along with some other regulatory actions from other agencies, legal cases, and criminal activity. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Proposed fines are exactly that, and they are often litigated, reduced, or vacated. We use available public records, news accounts, and press releases. We cannot warranty or guarantee the details of any of the stories we share, since we are not directly involved with these stories, at least not most of the time. Enjoy the show.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
So a lot of stuff went on today with OSHA. They are they updated their fee schedule. They updated their fee schedule today. Sorry about that, folks. Don't know what happened there with the feedback. But anyway, they updated their fee schedule yesterday. It was printed in the Federal Register, and we we'll cover it tonight. A whole bunch of other stuff going on with OSHA. They finally updated their press releases. So that was actually a pretty good thing. They're finally on board now as of last night with, everything going on here. Let me make sure we are on. Yes, we are on live on YouTube. All right. So we're probably going to be, just to let you know, we're going to be doing some live things. The way we're setting up the program nowadays is we're going to do 15 minutes, right, at a clip. And then if that clip, I'm satisfied with it, we're going to release it on separately on social media platforms. People like the 15-second type deal with things. Which is fine. You know, they like 15 seconds, they like it real quick, not the hour long format. We're going to try that out, coming up, and we'll be releasing other stuff. Just check back here. Join us. We're on TikTok, Safety Wars, LinkedIn under my name, Jim Poesel, P-O-E-S-L. Also, we have a corporate Facebook page, Safety Wars, and many, many other things out there. So, If you're interested, go and check things out. We're expanding things for 2024. Now that things aren't as crazy now, or some would say, Jim, you don't function well unless things are crazy. And there's some truth to that. So anyway, I'm going to do a share screen here. We're going to go right to the OSHA press releases here. And if you are an outreach trainer, this is what you want to pay attention to, is that they updated their penalty amounts, OSHA did, for 2024. And let's share that. If you are on the podcast, just go on over to the OSHA.gov website, and you will find out that there were 2024. I could not what they are for 2024. You'll see the printout, and we're going to be going into a little bit more detail than most of the other places out there. And the other places are doing well. I mean, you know, they get a lot more views than me, some of them. Some of them don't get as many views. We're going to go a little bit more in-depth and in detail here. And I'll say things a little bit differently, as usual. So right here, are the OSHA penalties. And let me get a different view here. And let me try to zoom in a little bit more. And there we go. So below, these were released yesterday, January 11th. I like to be the first ones, but I couldn't do it on this one. So below are the maximum penalty amounts for the adjusted with the annual adjustment for inflation that may be reassessed after January 15th, 2024. So these are as of Monday, this Monday coming up, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the observed day here. So they're long and short, serious or other than serious. Posting requirements, $16,131 maximum penalty. Failure to abate, $16,131. That's per day, usually up to 30 days. And the other one is willful or repeated, $161,323 maximum violation. And maximum violation. If we mosey on over to the big one here. So this is the actual memorandum. You can tell a lot. Usually the outreach trainers just go by here and you may see a little slide on there. But if you really want to get in depth, which is what I hope you do on your 30-hour courses, what I do, I always freak this out. Or if I have to do a presentation for a client, right? I go into the chapter 6 of the operation field operations manual, the FOM. But here, let's go. So, well, for the interest of time, we're just going to do the memorandum from January 8th. Now, this was written on January 8th, but it sort of like was released to the public on the 11th. That's usually what happens here with this. And if what's the background here? So for years, you'll know whether or not you're dealing with someone with updated training materials, because I'm still seeing a lot of these training materials with $7,000 fines. And it was like, for this stuff. And that was the original stuff in the Occupational Safety and Health Act. When it was first passed, they had very low fines in there. And a lot of the training materials, you know, and I see brand new trainers with these training materials. They buy them from certain online sources, and they're not updated. And as a mentor of mine, Miles O'Malley, used to say, he's a legend here in New Jersey. He was teaching at Rutgers in the outreach center, was you have to carry your own water. You have to do your own research. You have to do your own thing here, because that's the only way you're going to be able to learn about this stuff. And to make it, you know, you need to soak time, as Fred Sutton, friend of the program, says here. You know, you got to do your own work. So here we have serious, right? The minimum penalty is $1,190. Again, everyone uses this page here, very general, but important you use this. So serious is $1,190 per violation, $16,131 for a maximum violation. Other than serious, it could be zero. It could be up to $16,131. And the note on the serious, this amount reflects the actual